Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, or good morning. It all just depends on what part of the world you are listening. Key, namaste, and welcome. Welcome and welcome. Episode number 17 of the third season here on the Greenhouse Effect Radio Show, only right now on blogtalkradio.com. My name is Will Green, holding down one half of the hosting duties here Thursday night, like we do every night at 7 p.m. 1900 hours Central Standard Time. As most of you know, my dad's coming in just a minute, but before I bring in my dad, you know, to fill in the other slot here, you know, just a couple of quick reminders. And also, before we get to those reminders, hey, I got a quick question for you. Just wondering, how are those affirmations going? I want to make sure I gave that nudge early. You know. So, again, as always, Dad and I are always hoping that everybody's faring well. But getting to our reminders, as always, just to remind everybody, grab a pen and pad. A pencil and paper, a marker, post-it note, I don't know, whatever you got. You know, here at the Greenhouse Effect Radio Show, why use 100 words when hashtag 1,000 words will do? No, but seriously, you know, we share a lot of information here, and we like to remind all of you to, you know, maybe grab something to write with. In case you got questions, you might pick up some things, you might want to share something with us as well. So that's our friendly reminder. And the last thing, just two things here. Unlike normal other podcasts that we hear and see about, We have a couple of different ways that we all can interact. Just as a reminder again, you can dial in. Some of you are listening through the phone right now at 516-453-6094. And you have the option of chiming in to our discussion and to tonight's episode. Just press the one button on your keypad, and the studio will let me know that you want to come in. You know, with all our thousands and millions of listeners, you know, we love this opportunity to give everybody a voice here and be a part of the show. Some of you are listening online. And we have our chat room open. I see my dad's already in the chat room waiting to type away. I love typing. You know, that's a lost art, I think. He's like, how do you type so fast? Because I learned how to type. You know, just now I just use my thumbs. But anyway, chat room is open. You ain't got to use your thumbs, but you might be on your phone. It's all good. You can interact in the chat room with your free Blog Talk Radio account. You can set up your own account. It's free. You know, you'll probably be asked as far as credit cards and stuff like that. You do have the option of you know, having a monthly fee, of course, if you want to have your own broadcast. But for the meanwhile, it's no charge. You can set it up for free. You can interact with me and Dad right in the chat room as well. And you can call us also. We're multitasking here. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But either way, be a part of the show, please, and share the power of your effects. You know, so at that time, I'm going to just go ahead and bring in my best friend, one half of the hosting duties here, the Lions historian, my dad, Bill Green. What's happening, Daddy-O?
What's up, Wilfredo? I didn't do mic check, so I'm hoping you can hear me.
I hear you loud and clear. What? No, I hear you fine.
Yeah, all right. Well, let me be sure that I do the quick social disclaimer. Wilfredo is not
Bill.
His name. That's just what I call him because that's what my older brother called me. And until Will has a Will the Third, he's the end of the line of Wilfredos. All right. <that's>
There it goes. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, man, too early to tell, you know.
Is it?
But what a, yeah, you know, I won't really know till around midnight, and then I'll know if I made it through the day or not.
Right on, right on.
Yeah, so check back with me at 12:01. Of course, then it'll be the next day, and you have to ask me the same question. Yeah, so there it is, you know, The Endless Chain. There was a movie. What was the name of it? Critters, was that the name of it? Heck, I can't remember. No, Gremlins, that was the name of it. And the guy who was given this pet, Gremlin, from some Eastern, you know, Oriental country, or Eastern country of the Orient, you can't call Asians Orientals, that's like calling black folks colored. He was instructed not to, you know, that he was told how to, you know, take care of the gremlin, you know, how to tend to it, keep it out of bright lights, never let it get wet, and no matter what else, never feed it after midnight. But what most people
right.
didn't catch is that it's always after midnight. Anyway. Yeah, so won't do any good to check with me at 12:01 because it'll be the next day.
So you're the gremlin.
I wasn't trying to say that, man. I was trying to say I'm sharing gremlin philosophy, man. Hey, now you're going to call me next to be the devil, the serpent, the Leviathan. You know, Jesus, Mary and Joseph and all
I
the
am,
rest of y'all up there.
I mean, I am your son, so what would that say about me?
Well, that makes you the, you know, gremlinette. And we
right.
know about them ets, don't we? you know, remember them ets from Tales from the Hood, right?
Oh, those little. I mean, I think we can say that on the show. It's all good.
Yeah, we can say it on the show because we, you know.
So there's this movie, Tales from the Hood, and what was that dude named Corbin Benson, and he had the little.
Yeah.
Little slave dogs, and he called them Niglets.
Yeah, his little stage. When they came to life, he called them little nigglets, you know. So you're my gremlin, man.
Your gremlin, there it is.
Yeah. So what a week, huh? What a week. I mean, I'm talking about the past 7 days, not just the past 4 days. You know, the past 8 days, really. What a week, man. Just think, a week ago, you know, we were going over the results of the election, and it's like we're still going over the results of the election, and it's got nothing to do with votes. You know, it has to do with everything else. Man, it's amazing, isn't it?
Everything else.
You know, and I found myself last Wednesday greatly relieved and probably slept better than I had in weeks, if not months, you know, that night, that Wednesday night. But I tell you, since then, you know, the nightmares are returning. I think I suffer from post-Trump. post-stress Trump syndrome, man, disorder, rather. Yeah, post-stress Trump disorder, man. You know, it's like the nightmares just won't go away, you know. And but it's not him, Trump. It's, you know, the Trumpets. it's the media war, the talking head war. It's all the, you know, it's all the political, you know, it's like, why is this country giving all of this so much fuel? You know, man, I tell you, it's the old theme, but the new nightmare. And it's only new because it's just happened, but it's an old theme for Black America, you know, for as far back as we can reach. You know, this has, you know, always been, you know, our reactive stance based on, you know, American policy and American action. You know, we are reactionary people. We don't dictate social policy. We only react to it. And here we are again, reacting to yet another confusion and embracing it as if it's our own, as if it's somehow our fault, even in some situations, you know, the way that we get talked down to, as if we caused this, you know. So I think what it just comes down to is that the framers, or what is referred to as the founding fathers, never thought that the rules they created they'd have to use against each other. They really thought it would be, you know, the select few would always be able to dominate and control, you know, the many of the rest. And of course, now the many of the rest have become them. They're their own worst enemies, and they can't figure out how to dialogue about it.
Because it's almost like they're battling themselves, you know.
Well, it's not almost. It is. They are.
Yeah.
You know, they're the creators of policy, not us. We're the pawns in it. You know, and that was fine when they could have their own fights, you know, and look, you know, pious and clean and about the people when it was about them fighting it over as a result of us, who's on our side, who's for us and who's against us. You know, whether it's, you know, the 1800s, you know, the 1900s, or the, you know, now the 21st century. But it's like, no, this is a new fight. And it is their fight, you know, as they're taking it out on each other. I mean, come on, let's be somewhat realistic about it. You know, we're talking about choosing between a 73-year-old and a 77-year-old. You know, two white males who have, you know, been, you know, bred, weaned, and otherwise cultivated, you know, to be the reflections of white American society, you know, and however they deal with it is based on, you know, their reality. It's not based on ours, you know.
It's on theirs.
So they are two opposing forces right now, you know, trying to figure out how to use the same language, but hoping that the multitudes of people, or the dominant people, will choose either one side or the other. And, you know, they did a pretty good job. We talk about 75 million people voted for Trump.
I have to cut you off here. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Dad. I realized that in about a few seconds, we're going to lose the online connection. The time was messed up. It's already ran out of time.
Okay.
So I've already set up a follow-up episode here in the link. I just put the link in the chat room. I see an area code. Somebody's listening on the phone here. Hopefully the listener can find the link on my page or the original event page. But we're going to, as soon as we disconnect here, I'm going to restart the show. So I apologize, everybody. It was completely my fault here. I just need to restart it.
Y'all heard that. It's completely his fault. I didn't do anything.
It's all my fault this time. I take it. So that I just put the link in the event page. If you want to click that, or do you want me to text it to you or what?
The link in the event page.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you go to the Facebook event page and discussions.
Facebook events page. Okay. Okay, I'll find you.
And I just put it in the event page there. Sorry about that. I see everybody saying what happened.
Okay, I'll find you.
All right. Okay. Sorry, guys. All right.